every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled, Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever, okay? And we've been talking about the way the kingdom of God operates, because there's a lot of people out there that are not receiving from the Lord the way they should. Their lives are not changing the way that Jesus intended, and they can't figure out why. And so we're trying to answer in a very practical way why that is. Now, we've covered so much material at this point. You really need to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these broadcasts. Even if you heard them before, listen to them over and over. Our partners make it possible for us to give you absolutely free. We're going to continue this week. We do have an additional free offer that if you contact us at the ministry, and you can do that through the website or at connect@KurtOwen.com, then we're going to send you an additional free message that is not currently on the website, okay, that deals with some of these things. But we're trying to, there's so many people out there that they're praying and they're not receiving, or they're trying to change and they just can't figure out how. And so we've been talking about how to make that possible. And we saw this in Mark chapter 4, and again, honestly, I'm not going to take time to chew some of the same dirt we've already chewed, so you're going to need to go back and get these things. Also, whether you're listening on this podcast, watching it on video, I'm going to ask you to like, I'm going to ask you to subscribe, and I'm going to ask you to share. If it's on the podcast, please write a review, okay? If you're listening to on podcast right now, please stop exact right where you're doing and talk about how this has been changing your life, okay? Not just this message, but the podcast in general. So here it says in verse 13, Mark 4 and verse 13, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all of the parables? The sower sows the word." Right there is where a lot of people miss it, is they want harvest without any sowing. They want a financial harvest without sowing any financial seed. They want, but ultimately this is what they're talking about the main thing you need to sow in your life is not money, it's the word, okay? And there's a lot of times people are not sowing the word. You know, the Lord has blessed me with, I have the ability to do miracles. I don't know why he chose me to do it, but we've seen a lot of miracles. That's why on Thursday, that's when we pray for you to receive your miracle, whatever it might happen to be. I didn't earn it. I didn't fast for it. It wasn't spent by much time with the Lord. He just said, here, this is what I want you to do, okay? But do you know one of the most heartbreaking things for me, honestly, is when somebody shows up, they're not showing up for the teaching of the word. They're not, just give me my miracle and let me leave. And I understand that. I liken it like this. Somebody walked in the door and they're hungry, and I just gave them a tomato. And they're very grateful for the tomato. That they don't stay around to find out how to plant more tomatoes. They don't stay around and get any more tomato seed. They just walk out of here. You know what I know about them? Very, very quickly, they're going to need another tomato. And I don't want people being dependent on me to come back and get a tomato. Jesus doesn't want people being dependent on me to come back and get a tomato. The only person you should be dependent upon is Jesus. But the way this comes about is the sower sows the word. And there's so many people who just are not going to take time to do that. And therefore, you are not going to receive the harvest, and it is not God's fault. But then he goes, after you do sow the word, though, you have to contend for it. And that's what he's talking about. There's two grounds that we've already covered, but we're talking about the third ground. In verse 18, now these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. I don't know how long we've been talking about this. I think two full weeks about the cares of this world. But this is a biggie, because people worry like you would not believe, even though Jesus told them not to worry. Even Jesus told them not only not to worry, but I'll tell you why you shouldn't worry, because I want to take care of you. And we're going to really get into this. But one of the big things that people talk about is, well, you just don't understand. I don't have what I need. I have needs. Well, this is what we've been addressing in Luke chapter 10 in verse 38. Starting there, what happens is that Jesus stops by the house of Martha and Mary. And Martha and Mary evidently both sit down and hear it, because it says, sit down to hear Jesus. And she said, she had said to her sister Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, also implies they were both listening to the word together. But at some point, Martha gets up, listen, and gets distracted by serving God. I know tomorrow is normally the day I like to talk to ministers, but ministers, we got to quit getting distracted by serving God and start spending time with Jesus again. Some of you have been so busy serving Jesus, you've forgotten to spend time with Jesus. Okay, and that's what Martha did. She is literally serving the Lord. Literally. Like, here, Lord, want some more peanuts? Want some more something else to drink? Can I top off your iced tea? She's literally serving him. And she thinks that she's right to leave the word and serve him. She thinks it's needed to go do these things. She thinks she needs to be serving Jesus. She thinks she needs to be serving the staff. That there's a time to get up, walk away from the word, walk away from Jesus, and just do. And I understand there's things we have to do, but there needs to be a priority that when in sowing the word, she should have allowed Jesus to sow the word. Now, is there a point, which I firmly believe, that Mary, when Jesus stops teaching, she's going to go up and go doing what she's taught? Absolutely. We all need that. We all need to do that. I'm not talking about let's just all sit and get fat on the word and never do anything. We need to exercise. We need to do the word. But there is a time, a lot of times it's easier for people to work and go out and do things for the Lord than sit with him and hear his word. And they're not receiving off of their harvest. Jesus is trying to give her the thing that will change her life forever. Now, and he tells her this because she is so convinced and she is self-deceived. What I'm doing is the right thing to do. And what does she say? To the point she looks at Jesus and says, Lord, do you not care that my father has left me to serve alone? Or excuse me, my wife or my sister has left me to serve alone. Therefore, tell her to help me. She's rebuking Jesus. I'm right. Jesus, you shouldn't have allowed this to happen. And what does it say? Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But there's one thing needed. And Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Listen, let me talk to you businessmen for just a second. Man, you've been out there hustling, been getting contracts, been trying to make sales because you think that's what's needed to take care of your family. All the while you're becoming estranged from your children, estranged from your church, estranged from the spending time with Jesus. And Jesus says, listen, there's only one thing needful. You need to sit down with me. Yeah, but I need to put food on the table. Jesus says, listen, I'll help you put food on the table. But you need to sit down and spend time with me. There's one thing needed. Listen, if there's only one thing needed, why not start with that one thing? Right? There's one thing needed. Then let's get the one thing done. You know, I've known people that said, I need to go to work because I got bills to pay. So what do? I make sure I go to work if I don't do anything else. Why? Because it's you consider it needed. But Jesus is saying there's only one thing needed. Now, does he not care about that you got bills to pay, that you need food, you need water, you need a place to live? No, because we saw over in Matthew 6, he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This is what he wants for you. He's saying, if you will sit down with me and spend time with me, I'm going to sow into you the thing that will produce a harvest 30, 60, and 100 fold. And there's only one thing needed. Anything else that has told you it's needed and not spend time with him, you have deceived yourself. You are just like Martha. You think you're doing the right thing and you're not. And you need to make a decision. This is the reason here. Today, you know, is the day that we give you the opportunity to receive Jesus. There's only one thing needed. The first thing, if you want to sit down with Jesus and hear his word, is you need to get to know Jesus. And he didn't make it complicated. He didn't make it hard to receive. He's not asking you to jump through hoops. He's not asking you to do much serving, even though serving will be involved. And please, some of you have heard me like, well, then are you telling me I don't need to serve the Lord? No, you do need to serve the Lord. But before you go out and serve the Lord, you need to spend time with the Lord. And in order to spend time with him, you've got to know him. And the only way to do that is to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And you're sitting there thinking, yeah, but I don't know if I want to do that. There's so much that goes on in my life. That's exactly why he wants you to receive him, because he wants you to take care of things. There's only one thing that's truly needed, and you've got a lot of stuff pulling on your mind, a lot of stuff pulling on your body and on your family. And you've been chasing a lot of things for a lot of years, and there's only one thing needed, and that's Jesus and what he has to say. Are you telling me to give up everything? No, actually the exact opposite. I'm teaching you how to receive everything. Everything that you have need of. And not just what you need, but the things that you want. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. But you're not going to get it the way you've been going at it. That's the reason you're so hollow inside. You need to receive Jesus. And when you do, he's not trying to take from you. He's trying to get to you. Spend time with me. And you want to know what? All these things will be added to you. Please listen to Michael as he tells you how. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injuries so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive these benefits, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. Just believe that he is alive and that he loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I'm asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Ghost, please also come into me now and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said that you would. Father, thank you for giving your son and accepting me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hands that will help you on your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to saved@KurtOwen.com. Welcome to the family of God.
West of Old England.
a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and